Chapter 1. Help, someone has stolen my son. Beginning the bridge to manhood. I have received many desperate emails from parents, mainly mums, asking me what could possibly have happened to their beautiful boy, even considering the possibility that he's been stolen by an alien and replaced. Many parents ask, where did I go wrong? How can I fix this? Often they express concerns that unless their son starts to apply himself at school, he will ruin his life forever. I have certainly heard some serious catastrophizing about this stage of boys' lives. During adolescence, it can seem like an alien has stolen your beautiful boy, as he becomes more forgetful, more disorganized, moodier, grumpier, and seemingly insensitive to the world around him. All of this is completely normal. However, it is well beyond his control to snap out of it or be more thoughtful, or worse still, grow up. I have some good news for a tiny percentage of you. There are some boys who stay delightful, cheerful, and who change very little in this window. I have met some over the last 42 years since I first stepped into the classroom. Let's hope you have one of these, as it's really so much of an easier ride. They will still make really poor choices, though, and possibly still struggle to notice they smell, but their communication capacity is not compromised in any way. In many years as a secondary English teacher, and then as the lucky mum of four lads, I met so many 12 to 14-year-old boys who fit the description above. They were so forgetful. They had no idea where they'd left their sports shoes, computers, phones, or bags, and left all manner of things behind wherever they went. They were often disorganized, not remembering when assessments were due, even when I reminded them, or being able to find their files or biros. Compounding this, they became increasingly difficult to understand as they mumbled and offered up monosyllabic responses. As a mum, I had to deal with their endless hunger, badly behaved penises, especially at breakfast, and every excuse under the sun for avoiding chores and being generally slovenly. So often lads of this age seem like they can't be bothered with anything, but perhaps there is more to it than just teen laziness.